Now we're going to look at the gospel, bearing in mind that we're going to be looking at an alternative possibility later on. The gospel for this sixth Sunday is John 14, 23 to 29. It's a discussion of how our Lord traces out the route to the Father and to himself. In other words, in this life already, there is a route, there is a way, there is a path to a living, transforming, incredibly joyful knowledge of the Father in the Son, in this life. And that's just a tiny, tiny glimpse of what he has in store for us for all eternity. And so, you see, the text goes here, starting in verse 23, I have spoke all of these things, dwelling with you, abiding with you. Now the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have told you. That's a key promise. Remember when our Lord said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll rebuild it? And the disciples remembered that when he rose from the dead. See, the Holy Spirit pointed that out to them. And so, this text says, you see, therefore, starting with verse 23, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. You see? What does that mean? Keep his word. It means to cherish in your heart what he has said and make it the principle of your action. Because it's not just words. It's fire. It's life. It's movement. It's energy. If you cling to this word, you can be a saint. And so, you see, if anybody loves me, he will keep my word. Tirin, you know. He'll hang on to my word. He'll ponder my word. He'll delight in my word. Psalm 1 begins, blessed is the man, right, who doesn't walk according to the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the way of scoffers. But he meditates the Torah day and night. And the word for meditate there is the word for murmur like a dove. Keep the will of God alive in your heart, and you will be like a tree planted by a stream, always full of life in this world and in the next. And so this is the promise, you see. Now we will come to him and we will make our abode with him. Then 24, verse 24, we'll go back. You see, the one who does not love me, you see, doesn't keep this word. You see? And so, we're going to move on and look at it. I'm hesitating because there are two promises made. One of them, 14:23, where we are. The other, 14:21, which is the route to this one. But I think we'll go on with this one first and then go back. So, the text says, you see, I've spoken these things while abiding with you. When the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I have told you. And it goes on then, peace I leave with you, okay? My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give, because if I give it, it's yours, It isn't fragile. The world's peace is, everybody likes me, and I have enough money. The Lord's peace is, I am in union with the infinite, glorious, lovable God. You see? Now, don't let your hearts be troubled or disturbed. You heard me say that I'm going to the Father. Coming to you. If you loved me, you'd rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. And now I say it, so that when it happens, my cross and resurrection, you'll believe, you see? And so, that's this promise. Now the promise, you see, is this part. If you keep them, you see, the Holy Spirit will make them come alive. Now, there's a promise a few verses earlier, which is key to understanding this one. It says there, starting with verse 21, the one who has my commandments and keeps them, that's the one who loves me. Now, those are all in Greek, they're all present part of the one having my commandments and keeping them, that is the one loving me. So you want to know whether you love Jesus? Do you do what he tells you? You know, do you even know what he tells you? Do you listen? Do you say, Jesus, oh, tell me what it is, Lord, and I'll try my best to do it. You see? And it says there, you see, what? I'm looking now at verse 21. If you have my commands, keep them. You see, what happens then? I move you where I want you by the keeping of my commandments. So that pretty soon, you're right where I want you. My commandments are leading you to a place of revelation. And when you get there, you see, my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will show myself. So, the Lord's commands to us, the ones here in the Gospels, the ones in our heart from the Holy Spirit, all these commands are meant to set us on the way to the place of revelation. That's what they're for. Well, some of them are hard. Yeah, some are hard, but they're nothing compared to what even in this life he has in store for us, to say nothing of the next life. And so there are these two promises. The one I've been working on here, in verses 21 and following, and then the one that we have in our reading, which starts with verse 23. You see, because Judas, not the Iscariot, the other one, says, Lord, what's going to happen that you're going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Big question, isn't it? I want to be in on the revelation. I don't want to wander around wondering if there's a God and, you know, getting all mixed up and worried about money and the stock market and alcohol and girls and boys. And I want to have something more real. So how do I do it? The Lord says, listen to me. I will speak to you every day. I will inspire your heart every day. And you got to listen and obey. How am I going to make sure? Look, it's simple, my friend. Get out of bed and pray. Before anything else, you pray. So that during the day, you see, when I tell you something, forgive that person. Help that person. Stop a minute and pray to me. You got time. See, these are all the ways we're led to the place of revelation, and I will show myself to you. I must say, personally, that word came to me at a very important moment in my life. And I was way up in the Abruzzi Mountains in the winter, just having defended my thesis. And I read those words, and I could hear their solidity, the power of those words. I am promising you that if you will do what I tell you, I will bring you to a place of revelation which will be just the antechamber of where you will be forever. My plan for you is to guide you to heaven. And so we have these two texts, this one in 14:21, and then the one in that is here, 14:23. You see, if anybody loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. That's a promise. That's a solemn promise. You think we'd be nuts not to be looking around? Jesus, I didn't quite hear what you said. I really want to know. Can you tell me again? But we're not. We ignore him half the time, or more than half. Huh? You see, and the one who doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine. It's from the one who sent me. This is the Father's word. Have you ever got a word like that? Surely you have. Sometimes it's just, you see so-and-so across the room. Go offer your love, your friendship. Let him know you've forgiven him for whatever he's done. Just do it. Or here you are, you have a half hour of time. Don't waste it. Don't turn on the radio. Say the Chaplet of Mercy. Do something. You see, the Holy Spirit is moving us all day long. You see, but the one who doesn't love me, he doesn't keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine. It's from the Father. It's from the one who sent me. You see? Now, I have said all this to you, abiding with you, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. It's in the name of my Son, Jesus. That is, because of the act of love in which he died, tortured on the cross, gathering up all the sins of the world and bringing them for transformation and forgiveness. That's the one, you see, who is sent in my name. He will teach you all things and remind you of all things that I have said to you. You see, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. And then he adds, I don't give the peace like the world does. You know what I mean? Stock market's doing well. The weather's okay. My kids are all passing their exams. Hallelujah. I got peace. Well, sure you do. But it's nothing compared to the peace of knowing the Father. And that's what the Lord is saying. I will guide you in the circumstances of your life and in the words I speak to you when you pray to me. And I will bring you to this place of revelation. Don't let your hearts be troubled or disturbed. You've heard me say that I'm going and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you'd rejoice that I'm going toward the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. He's not greater metaphysically, but he's my Father. From all eternity, there has been this relationship. There was never a split second when there wasn't a Father and a Son and a Spirit, you see? And so, and I tell you all this before it happens, this is at the Last Supper, so that when it does happen, you will believe. This isn't all out of God's control. That's the promise.